Amplifying your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How are you today? I hope you had a great day. This is not the end of your week. This is the beginning of your week. And you're tuned in at the beginning of your week to the Armed American Radio Network. And it continues tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And it continues Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And it continues Friday. And then I do the Spirit of Racing radio show on Saturdays. And then right back here to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It never ends. You know, in the first hour, maybe it was the second hour. Sean, are you there?
Yep.
I said I was annoying someone with my voice across the country 7 days a week. And I like that. That's a good thing. Because we were on the radio filling your prescription for freedom every single day. And I said, if you have any questions or comments, tweet me. And I want you to do that, at AARMark, at AARMark, and many of you are. Beulah Garrett reminds me that Stephanopoulos was not scheduled to host a debate. Pure assumption on his part, according to Reince Priebus. So maybe, you know, again, his ego is bigger than he is, or they're at ABC News. News and Stephanopoulos together, it's just really something. They don't go together. Roy Gray tweets me, have faith. You're annoying all of us, he puts with a little smiley face. So, Roy, we appreciate that very much. Thank you. Roy Gray, have faith. You're annoying all of us.
He just don't know the half of it.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to listen to me hassle you in between the breaks. But we have a great time on this program. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, AM 1250, The Answer. Welcome to the show. It's an honor to be in Pittsburgh. I've had some fun in Pittsburgh over the years. Some history up there. You know, my grandpa was really good friends with Chuck Knoll. Did I ever tell you that, Sean? Chuck Knoll, the former and now late great Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. Yeah, my grandpa was good friends with Chuck Knoll. Went to school with him. Knew him for many, many years, most of his life. So we have a lot to talk about with you here in this hour of Armed American Radio. We're going to slow things down a little bit.
Yep.
Sean, I guess we have Rob Pincus on the line.
We have Rob and George.
Okay, I see both lines blinking there. Let's go to Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome to the show. How you doing, my man?
I am good. I am in the heartland of America here in Southern Illinois. I'm on a day off, an admin day from the training tour, and things are good.
So you just decided, hey, I'm going to take the day off and I'm going to go to the most single gun-hating state in the country and take a break.
No, I don't think it's. I think New York gets credit for being the most gun-hating state in the country right now. But
yeah, you're right. It does. It actually does.
Southern Illinois is nothing but like farmland and like good old heartland American types. I mean, I've had a good time here the last few days. We've got four class five classes scheduled in Illinois this year. We had six last year. So a lot of program people, and they don't live in Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, I know right now I can feel the heat coming from our listeners in several of our stations in central Illinois, and I want to point out that, believe me, I know, it's tough for me to get past Rob, and you've been on this show with me now for 6-plus years, and it is very difficult for me to get past the politics out of Chicago over the last several years, and the administration and everything they've done to stop the right to keep and bear arms, and to keep people, and everybody knows the power Chicago has over Springfield and the rest of the state. So that wasn't a fair statement to make. I apologize if that came out wrong.
I mean, we're winning. They're losing. We're winning.
That's right.
You know, the whole state. I've got new ranges I'm teaching last year and this year. CCW, gun ownership, and proud Second Amendment supporters all over Illinois are winning.
Yeah, I want to make the point that Illinois is a very gun-friendly state. It's the politics in Chicago. It's the administration in Chicago. And it's the Democrats. Yet again, it's the Democrat Party in Springfield. So to all of you gun owners and gun lovers in Illinois, accept my apologies. That didn't really come out right. I didn't articulate that very well. Okay, Rob, let's get right into some really fun stuff, shall we? First of all, I was in a Walmart today. Is that a fun thing to say?
But I was in Walmart today, so we have that in common.
Well, the difference, I don't know, I was walking back by, every time I'm in a Walmart, I always walk by and I check out the ammo. Still no 22 on the shelves. I still find that a little strange. If you're buying up bulk 22, you can slow down. It's okay. There's 22 ammo out there. Let the rest of us have an opportunity to pick some up. But in addition to that, I noticed that 9mm was very plentiful on the shelves. The Winchester white box was there. The price, $26. I can remember buying 100 rounds Winchester white box for about $8.99 back in the day at Sports Authority when I was living down in Tampa, Florida a number of years ago. But I noticed, Rob, on the book rack there, and they've got Grant Cunningham's great book. They got a couple books by Masoud Ayoun. They've got all these great material up on this rack, and one of those books, one of the racks, portions of the rack was empty. And I walked over and I said, I wonder who's selling all of their books at Walmart. And I looked over at the name, and sure enough, it said, Defend Yourself, Rob Pincus, and it was out of stock. And I took a photograph of it, and I sent it to you, and I said, check this out. And you replied back, winning. That was a beautiful thing to see your book sold out amongst all of those great writers at Walmart. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, we've had a lot of success with the Defend Yourself book. I, in fact, when we were sitting at your HQ, right outside of the Crossbreed Holster studios, right, and we were looking at your new website for the Daily Show, and it said Defend Yourself in bold letters, and I was like, hey, wait, that's my book. I think you're doing the advertising for my book now. I appreciate that.
May very well be, and because you and I have penned a book together, Lessons from Unarmed America, that's great to see, and it's great to see. When I saw that today, I thought about you. I thought, man, I got to send you that picture, because that is really, truly a beautiful thing, to think that book, and I'll bet you that's certainly not the only Walmart where Defend Yourself is sold out. There's no doubt that thing's flying off the shelf, so congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, the great thing about the Walmart relationship, as everybody knows, right? It's cliche. The people who do business with Walmart, you're not making a lot of money when you sell through Walmart. They're making a lot of money on any individual thing because they sell so much. You know, biggest retailer in the world, as far as I know still. And what's great about it is it's really a marketing play. It's getting the book out there. It's getting a lot of people looking at it. It's getting a lot of people seeing it. Now, I wish they'd left one on the shelf for the browsers to at least see, right? But they'll restock. And we've got, I don't know, over 30,000 copies, I think, now. And we're almost up on a year from when we first started putting that book out there. And that means that there's that many people, plus however many people walk by it in Walmart, plus however many people they loan it to or they see in each other's homes. And that's that number of Americans who are thinking about personal defense, thinking about armed home defense. And I'm really proud to be able to put the message out through Walmart. And anyway, and obviously Armed American Radio, Personal Defense Network, our relationship with the NRA, any opportunity we get to spread this message is an important one.
Yeah, you ought to be, because the message is a good one and it's a strong one. You pack every seminar you give at the National Rifle Association conventions and pretty much every class that you hold across the country. To new listeners and to those of you, I want to apologize. I didn't really, I've known Rob for so long, and I just make that assumption that you know who he is too. And that's rude. That's a rude assumption to make. I'm talking with Rob Pincus. Rob Pincus is the founder of ICE and also works with Personal Defense Network. Rob, what's your position at PDN?
Executive director is the title. What that really means is I get to control all the content. I recruit all the contributors, everybody that does DVDs with me, all of our authors, everybody that does video clips, and obviously produce a lot of content of my own, and kind of structure the message and the ethos. And that product has been around for almost 11 years now. Right. So we started with just DVDs. We've got over 7 million DVDs distributed to date, and we now have a huge online presence as well with lots of free videos. There's also a premium membership, and if people go to my social media, Facebook, Rob Pincus, or Facebook/Rob Pincus Pro, or find the Personal Defense Network pages, we're actually running a special, I guess, until midnight tonight. That's an extension from Armed Forces Day yesterday. People can get that premium membership for $8, and that's normally about $35 a year.
Okay, let's not leave out that you are also the creator of one of the, and you know, one of the best classes I've ever taken, if not the best, and that's the combat focus shooting courses that you've put together over the years that just keeps getting better and better and better. And you and I have been to the Gander Mountains, all across all the Gander Mountain Academies and so forth, and we run into each other at all the venues across the country. And when we're blessed to have you and the tour stops by here, you get to stop by here and take a break on your way driving somewhere. So that's always a lot of fun. But this is Rob Pincus, the founder of ICE, works with Personal Defense Network as executive director, as you heard. You've seen him on, I can't even tell how many television programs you're doing now, how many DVDs you've got out there, but I used to love the old stuff you did at Valhalla. And what was the other one? The The defense, what was it? The Best Defense you used to do?
Best Defense show. I did Personal Defense TV. We've done a whole bunch of them. Stop the Threat is one that a lot of people are watching now on Outdoor right. Channel. There's a lot of stuff out there. You know, I mean, this will be formally my 20th year in the industry right now. And I left full-time law enforcement in 2001. So we're coming up on 15 years as a full-time instructor. There's a lot of stuff out there. And that combat focus shooting program that you mentioned, so the best part about that is that we have a team. We've got a team of instructors nationwide. People can find at combatfocusshooting.com, bringing that program to, you know, people interested in personal defense, home defense.
All across the country. Hey, Rob, if you would, hold that thought for us when we come back. The analysis that you'll get from Rob Pincus on a number of topics as it relates to your right to keep and bear arms is absolutely second to none. We're going to give you some of that for the remainder of the hour. We'll be right back with Rob Pincus.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm talking with famed trainer and firearms instructor, personal defense expert, television star, and good friend, co-author of my book, my second book, Rob and I wrote together, Lessons from Unarmed America. Ted Nugent wrote the foreword. Trust me, the foreword is worth the price of admission because Ted doesn't mince words. He never has and he never will. AM 1250, The Answer in Pittsburgh. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's a pleasure. You got a good one today. I hope you enjoyed it. Rob, it's a pleasure to have you here, my friend. We have so much to talk about. I just got a tweet. Somebody asked, what does ICE stand for? You are the founder of ICE. Why don't you go ahead and tell us?
Yeah, it stands for Integrity, Consistency, and Efficiency. And actually, if you go back to the mid-2000s, mid or early 2000s, I started up a company that really wasn't in the forefront of anything I was doing. We started up ICE LLC, and I did a few things through there, some security consulting, some private security executive protection, stuff like that. That company also had a relationship with the Valhalla Training Center, a financial relationship. And when we closed down Valhalla Training Center and came time to start up my own company, ICE was already sort of associated with me, and with those three fundamental concepts were really important in everything that I did, and ICE Training Company was born.
There you go, right from the horse's mouth. Appreciate that. All right, let's get into some meat here and let's have some fun. Now, Bob Owens is a friend of mine, and he is becoming a regular on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program. Bob has written some amazing pieces at BearingArms.com over the years. He has been a very, very powerful voice in the pro-gun movement with his columns and covering in almost a, I'm going to say in a superhero kind of way. I don't know where he finds the time, Rob, to write what he writes day in and day out. He's got 5, 6, 7 stories going at a shot every single day over at BearingArms.com. One story he wrote on the 7th, just a little bit over a week ago, was an op-ed in the LA Times, Why the Police Shouldn't Use Glocks. Now, this article created quite the firestorm on social media and in a number of forums and within the firearm training community, of which you are a godlike figure. I think that's safe to say. I spoke with Bob about it on the daytime show, and we should have actually pulled the clip, Sean, but we did not. Bob is relishing the discussion that his op-ed has created. In a nutshell, what he said was Glocks are accident prone, and that every department that moves away from a firearm with a safety feature on it, a mechanical safety feature on it, and towards a Glock, sees their negligent discharges. Some of you will know that as accidental shootings rise. And many people inside the firearms community, Rob, took that as blaming the gun instead of the person. And the conversation has been very heated. I think that's it in a nutshell. I can quote some parts of it here in just a couple of minutes. But what were your thoughts on that? Take it away.
Well, I think, you know, I may have encountered Bob's name before. Certainly I'm familiar with Bearing Arms, and I'm sure I've read Bob's stuff before, just because now I'm aware of, you know, just how busy he's been and how prolific he is as a journalist. But I think he overstepped. I think he overstepped his knowledge base. I think he overstepped his legitimacy commenting on training issues when it comes to this op-ed he wrote for the LA Times. And quite honestly, I mean, the way you characterized, and we talked about this earlier this week, the way that you just characterized the fact that he's relishing the conversation, you know, I almost worry if he was so excited about being able to be published in the LA Times, even as an op-ed, that he wrote an article that maybe should be walked back. Now, the fact is, he's not Dick Metcalf. He's not, you know, a very well-known, very well-established name in the industry for a number of years. We saw what happened when Dick Metcalf said something that was basically anti-gun. he isn't a Jim Jumbo. He's not somebody who's starring on a TV show who everybody knows, who his name everybody has on the, you know, top of their head when it comes to journalism and television and information in the firearms world. And we know what happened to Jim Jumbo a long time ago when he insinuated that ARs weren't appropriate for hunting and weren't necessary in that field. And, you know, of course, both of those guys walked it back in their way. Dick resigned and, you know, kind of said, hey, I've had a great run. I apologize. I offended people, and has moved on. Zumbo went out, got educated about ARs, changed his tune, realized what he did. There was the Recoil magazine thing with the editor of one of the hottest, newest magazines in the industry, where he said something that was basically anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, anti-firearms freedom. He got relieved of duty and was let go from that post. You know, now we have Bob Owens. He's a guy who writes articles. He wrote an article that's filled with exactly the kind of anti-gun statements. This idea that guns inherently are dangerous, that we need to be protected from guns, that people, and even to go as far as to say that police officers can't train well enough or aren't trained well enough or won't train well enough to use firearms safely. And a lot of people obviously had their hackles raised by it, myself included. It's one thing to just say, I don't like Glocks, and that's fine. No big deal. Typical internet banter. But to insinuate that the gun is inherently dangerous because it's not harder to use is reckless. It's exactly the kind of fodder that anti-gunners want. It's what they want to tell us is that guns need electronic devices on the triggers. Guns need to be locked up. Guns need, you know, trigger locks and all these other things. Guns need to be harder to use. We need to have less access to firearms. And that's a dangerous message to be put out by somebody who obviously, I have no doubt that he is a pro-gun guy. He's a Second Amendment guy. He's a gun lover. He's a firearms enthusiast. He's part of our team. I think he made a mistake. And I think he needs to own up to that mistake and clarify.
You know, that your statements are fair statements. Bob, I had an open and frank discussion with Bob about it on Thursday on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. If you'd like to hear that conversation, simply head over to armedamericanradio.com, click on Archives, Radio Broadcasts, and the calendar will pop up. Pick up last Thursday's date in May, and you will hear that conversation. He was on in the second half of that one-hour program. And Rob, certainly your comments are fair. They're right on the money. You know, I reminded Bob during that conversation that I myself used a firearm, that I've carried a Glock for now, my gosh, well over two decades in some way, shape, or another, and that I used a Glock, unholstered a Glock, and defended my life with a Glock, with my finger on the trigger, behind the wheel of a vehicle, during what was appearing to be, within a 30-second time span happening in the blink of an eye, an apparent carjacking attempt to the car off my front left bumper that then turned its attention towards me. My gun didn't magically go off. My finger was on the trigger. And part of the column, what he was talking about there, was the trigger pull itself is what he was referring to. Now, a Glock has a 5.5-pound trigger pull, as you well know. He was talking about New York triggers, which are, what, about a 11.5 to 12.5-pound pull, right?
Right. 12, yeah.
Okay. 12-pound pull on the New York trigger. So is the Glock... The safety to me is not an issue. Safety to me is not an issue. Revolvers don't have safeties, and we're all fine, but they do have 9-pound pulls, I think, is where he was going with that. Is a 5.5-pound pull too light?
No, it's certainly not. And the fact is, he's lobbying for guns that have manual safety. Most of the guns that have manual safeties are going to have lighter triggers than that. So then it becomes a question of, well, when are you going to take the trigger off? And I don't know. I do not know Bob Owens. His training history, I don't know his ability to teach, I don't know his familiarization with training and techniques and tactics, but I have to think that he isn't really well-versed on what's happening in that part of the world, which is the part of the world I live in, because to insinuate that it's a trigger pull issue, to me, insinuates that he thinks the finger should be on the trigger when you're not intending to shoot, and that's certainly not the case. And that's the crux of the conversation.
All right, good point. Stop right there. We'll continue the conversation with Rob Pincus, that and a whole bunch of other stuff, when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. Pittsburgh, you're loving it. I know you are.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-440-2678. and Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-440-2678. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-440-2678. That's 1-800-440-2678.
Two truckloads of spas have arrived at Premier Pool & Spa, and their showroom is full of hot tubs. By now you know that Premier sells the Arctic Hot Tub, a true cold-weather spa built in Canada for Minnesota winters, and the Coyote Hot Tub, which concentrates on an enhanced massage and targeted therapy zones. But now they also have the Nordic Spa made in Michigan. Nordic Spa is the leader of the affordable price point spas. This spa is simple, therapeutic, affordable, and reliable. Premier Pool & Spa now has a hot tub just for you. With 25 years of unprecedented service and a spa for any budget, what could be better than that? If you're in the market for a hot tub or just want to see a great spa that fits your budget, check out Premier Pool & Spa today to see how they can help you get yourself into hot water. Premier Pool & Spa, where they take fun seriously, online at premierpools.com. That's premierpools.com. When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
Michael Medved here, and I love my Good Feet Arch Support System so much that I got my younger brother to get one too. The best gift to give is pain relief, right? So call 855-554-3338 and give the gift of comfort, balance, and support with a Good Feet Store gift certificate.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338 or 33, or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
So you lost 35% of your life savings in the last bear? Come learn how to never have that happen again. I'm David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street. Come join me and my team and let us teach you how to cut out the middleman and manage your own money, because nobody cares more about your future than you. At our New Venture on Wall Street two-day training session, you'll learn something new. That's whether you're a beginner or an advanced trader, we guarantee it. Also learn powerful biblical principles on finances and wealth creation during our show, The Word on Invest, weekdays at 2:30 here on AM 980, The Mission, the Twin Cities Christian Voice.
Coming to the Marriott Minneapolis West, May 29th and 30th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. For this event only, be one of the first 10 people to register and get a free round of golf at Deer Run Golf Club in Victoria. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Yeah, you need to join them. Please visit saf.org. You heard Alan Gottlieb. If you were listening to the full broadcast today, you heard him in the first hour of the show. And that's an amazing organization doing some amazing things that I can promise you I will be doing more with in the very near future. Believe me, I'll be out in Washington in the not too distant future from now, having some meetings and discussions with them. That's an amazing organization that is in courtrooms across the country fighting on your behalf, and they need your help. Attorneys and legal expenses are very high, as you well know, and this organization has won case after case after case, and you, in large part, have a right to bear arms today as a result of the efforts of Alan Gottlieb and his great organization. Welcome back to the program. I'm talking with Rob Pincus, a famed trainer, television star, good friend, author, he does it all, and personal defense expert. Rob, I want to read you just two very quick paragraphs from Bob Owen's piece and then get your quick comment, and then we'll move on. Now, I should say that I am in the safest radio studios in America, no doubt. I have a Glock 17 in my hand right now, anti-gunners, and it's a beautiful weapon. and I have to say I'm quite proficient with it. I've been using this firearm on and off. It is my old, worn, tired blue jeans. It's that comfortable pair of jeans. I've holstered it and unholstered it thousands and thousands of times and never had a negligent discharge. Take a listen to this piece from Bob. For more than 35 years, officer-involved accidental discharges with Glocks and Glock-like weapons have been blamed on a lack of training or negligence on the part of the individual cops. What critics should be addressing instead is the brutal reality that short trigger pulls and natural human reflexes are a deadly combination. Though short trigger pull guns dominate the law enforcement market, they aren't the only game in town. A number of major and minor agencies use guns with much longer double-action triggers that are just as easy to fire deliberately, but that are much harder to fire accidentally. The half-inch difference of trigger travel may not sound like much, but it can be the difference between life and death. Rob, you say what to that, and then we'll move on.
I don't know what Bob Owens does every day, but I know it's not stand on the range. You know, literally thousands of students I've seen with medium trigger pulls like the Glock, medium length, medium strength trigger pulls, and double action trigger pulls. And I promise you, from Navy SEALs to Green Berets to housewives to people that just picked up their first gun, nobody finds it just as easy to fire a double action gun. And that's just ignorance speaking. He can come out on the range with me for about a year, he'll change his opinion. But maybe where he is, from his perspective, it's wishful thinking. It's just not real.
You have seen thousands and thousands of students. I know you have. I've participated in your classes, been to them. I've watched you train. I've trained with you. I have holstered and unholstered my Glock 17, I don't know how many times on the range with you in a two-day period, but it was more than one and less than a billion. Let me put it that way.
I understand what he says in the last 35 years. You have to remember, he is now capitalizing on the fact that, yes, when officers, many, many, many thousands, tens of thousands of officers across the country first switched from a double-action only revolver to a semi-automatic firearm, there were a number of negligent discharges, and the Glock was the most popular gun to transition to. So right. I would contend, and I think most people in the training industry, not journalists, but the training industry would agree, that those officers had 90% of their problems and 90% of those accidents were caused by the switch from revolver to semi-automatic and maybe not being well enough trained or understanding that system well enough, and it could have been any semi-automatic. It wasn't the Glock's fault.
Okay. My question to you, and then we'll move on, is I didn't see any negligent discharges on the range that week. There were a number of Glocks, of course, on the range. There were a number of guns that were not Glocks on the range that week. As many students as you teach, there's no doubt in my mind you've seen negligent discharges. In fact, I saw a social media post that you had one on the range just fairly recently. Glocks?
That was a rifle. The most recent one I've had was a Springfield XD. Somebody had their finger on the trigger when they slammed the magazine into the gun. They slammed the magazine into the gun. They had a sympathetic reflex, a grasp reflex. They pulled the trigger at the end of that reload. Of course, the gun was pointed at the berm. It wasn't pointed over the berm like some people like to do during their reloads, which is incredibly inefficient. And in that case, would have launched a bullet towards Toledo, Ohio, because we were just south of there. The guy was pointing at the berm, slammed the magazine in, had his finger where it shouldn't have been, sympathetic reflex, the gun went off. The very first student I ever had with a negligent discharge was using a SIG. And this is the kind of gun that Bob Owens would have us use. He had his finger in the wrong place, and when he decocked the SIG and the trigger moved forward, he had a sympathetic reflex and pulled that trigger back and fired around again down into the trap, because the orientation of the muzzle was appropriate at the time. That's redundant safety. We want people to keep their finger off the trigger, obviously, number one, when they don't intend to shoot, and keep the gun pointing in a generally safe direction. When one of those two things fail, we still don't have injury because they're redundant. So have I seen Glocks negligent discharge? Absolutely. You know what? And I don't know if we talked about this on air or not. I've had one negligent discharge in my life. It was with a Glock, but it was I pulled the trigger on a Glock that I believed to be empty and was wrong, did not go through the appropriate procedure. The gun was pointed in a safe direction. It was when I was indoors and pointed the gun in a safe direction, and that gun did fire. But again, redundant safeties is what kept me or anybody else from being hurt. But there is no way that I blame that on the Glock. I intentionally pulled that trigger because I misbelieved that gun to be empty.
Well, 2 points on this, and it is a fascinating conversation, a great conversation to have. I don't discount what Bob said there at all, and I'm glad he wrote the piece. I'm glad we're able to talk about it. I'm glad I'm able to read some of the comments, and I'm glad I'm able to have this conversation with you, one of the best in the world, so that people can open their eyes about it. One of the things he points out about the Glock is no doubt what you were just talking about. Part of the Glock's feature is that the trigger must be pulled after the gun is emptied, in order to go ahead and take that gun down for to disassemble that firearm for cleaning. He does mention that in the column as well, and that's probably where you were in a, with the Glock as far as removing the slide, the trigger must be pulled. So there are negligent discharges when the Glock is being cleaned. You do happen to see a bunch of those. However, again, your finger's on the trigger and the trigger is pulled. That's not an accident from the gun. So that takes me back into the term negligent discharge itself. Notice we're not saying accidental discharge. We're saying negligent discharge. Why, Rob?
Yeah, it is negligent. That was negligent of me to not ensure that that gun was empty in the way I thought it was. And as I retraced my steps, this was almost 20 years ago. I know where the mistake was. What I hear, again, in this article, if Bob Owen said, Glock shouldn't have no gun, so you should have to pull the trigger to disassemble it, I would agree with that. Like that, if we could come up with a simpler way to engineer that, to make it so that we only pull the trigger when the gun goes bang, get away from dry fire, get away from pull the trigger to make sure your gun's empty, like so many ranges encourage people to do. Let's get away from pulling the trigger on a gun unless we intend for it to go bang. I agree. Right now, the current generation of firearms design that we have, the most efficient guns for personal defense also happen to require us to pull the trigger to disassemble them. And that's a price we pay for a low bore axis and an efficient trigger and an efficient, reliable gun. And I'm willing to pay that price because, again, at that moment when you're disassembling the gun, even if you make that mistake about it being loaded, which shouldn't be made, the gun should be pointed in a safe direction.
Absolutely right. And here's the takeaway from this. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what firearm you own. It doesn't matter if it's a Glock. It doesn't matter if it's a SIG. It makes no difference. Keep your booger hook off the bang switch until you intend for that gun to discharge. It's that simple. The greatest safety on the planet is the one right between your ears. I'm sure you would agree with that, Rob.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. When you go administrative and you need to disassemble one of these guns, and obviously Glock isn't the only one, when you need to disassemble one of these guns that requires you to pull the trigger, you go through your redundant steps. Hopefully you have somebody else in the environment that can confirm the gun is empty. And then your last, extra bit of safety is you make sure the gun is pointed in a safe direction, because you do have to put your finger on the trigger and pull it to disassemble the gun. But there are steps to be taken beforehand. And just to be clear, it wasn't disassembling the gun for cleaning or any maintenance. When I had my negligent discharge, it was in a training environment that should have been dry and wasn't. Again, my mistake. But again, the redundancy of the safety is what keeps people from getting hurt.
Rob, if you would stop right there. We're taking a break. I know you can't hear that bumper music coming in. When we come back, I want to ask you some questions about training. You're on the tour, and is that training going to slow down a little bit? Is the tour slowing up? We'll be back right after this with great trainer Rob Pincus. Don't go away.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
You're a 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think.
As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, literally coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between. That's a beautiful thing. Over 21 countries we know. We've got troops overseas that are listening to the show. I know we've got prisoners listening to the program, too. I don't know what that means. In the meantime, Rob Pincus, famed trainer, welcome back to the program. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Very good to be here. You know, you mentioned Pittsburgh a couple times. I was training just outside of Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, so I'm glad they're listening in there.
Yeah, WPGP is tuned in with us, is got us on the air right now, and that's every week live for 3 hours of Armed American Radio on AM 1250, The Answer. It's great to be in the great city of Pittsburgh, PA, and all the surrounding area that's picking up the signal. So, okay, Rob, I'm basically what I'm going to do here is I'm going to turn this segment over to you. There's a couple topics that you wanted to hit. I'm going to let you run with them, but before I do that, people need to find you at personaldefensenetwork.com, personaldefensenetwork.com, and that'll give them everything they need to know about you. Am I missing anything?
That's the best place to find all the training information, all the training calendar for all the courses throughout the year, and as well as all the books and DVDs and the things that they may want to pick up, the holsters that I've, you know, worked with Crossbreed to design, or I've worked with PsyOps to design, all that kind of stuff, our claw sites. They're all at icetraining.us.
All right, icetraining.us and personaldefensenetwork.com. Okay, now you go on tour, spring, every year. You got this really cool vehicle that drives all over the country with you in it, and it's equipped. It looks like the space shuttle. I've seen it multiple times over the years. The thing's awesome. It's been in my driveway.
Is it slowing down? Is the tour slowing down? What's the word?
Well, the tour always runs from March to July. So over the years, and really this was a business goal and a personal goal that was set in 2010, build the combat-focused shooting team, build up the personal defense network contributor team, start doing more, stuff that's like all the stuff that I do with you, the book that we've written together, the radio show, now getting to be a guest occasionally on your daily show. All the stuff we do with Personal Defense Network, Personal Defense News, our co-branded NRA newsletter that we put out, all of these ways of communicating, and especially through the team of combat-focused shooting instructors. In 2010, we set an initiative that by 2015, if I wanted to stop standing on a range, I would be able to, from a business point of view. And mm-hmm. and certainly that goal has been met. The reality is, I don't want to step off the range. It's just not going to happen. I think, in fact, you know, one of the reasons we only let active instructors be Personal Defense Network contributors for our DVDs, for our videos, and for our articles is because I think instructors, an opinion generator, a content generator loses their legitimacy very, very quickly in this fast-moving industry that we're in if they stop teaching. If you're a retired something or if you're a former teacher, you're a retired military guy, retired law enforcement guy, I think you have a very short lifespan of relevance in putting out your opinion in articles right. and DVDs and doing things like showing up on the radio show. So it really is the students that drive the problem solving, the students that drive the evolution of programs. So I'm not seeing myself stepping off the range anytime soon. But I think we've talked, I think I may have announced it publicly for the first time on your radio show back around the holidays. I do have a baby on the way. And right. my daughter, my oldest daughter, Christina, who I know we've talked about a lot, just got married a couple weeks ago. And my new daughter, Cynthia, is going to be born in late June. And when the tour ends in July, I'm going to slow it down for the next 6 months. So until the next tour starts up in March, I'm not going to be teaching much. And if people go to that calendar at icetraining.us, they'll see that there aren't very many classes posted. We've got about four or five more that are going to be posted for October, November, and December. Certainly we'll add a couple in January, February of 2016, but 80% of my training this year is going to be done during the tour. So there'll be very few classes posted after July, I think 23rd or 24th is the last class of the tour. And then and I'm going to spend some time at the Western headquarters in Colorado, probably spend some time at the home down in Florida and with the baby and my wife and kind of enjoy that for most of the last half of the year. Certainly we'll still be doing a lot of video. I hope you'll still have me back on the show. But I won't be standing on the range as much as I normally am.
Well, as a break well-deserved and one that as well you should take. From personal experience with you over the years, congratulations. You've earned it. You deserve it. No doubt about it. And the instructors that you have under your wing over all of these years, and I've met many of them, are second to none. And they're teaching your class. It's as if you were standing on the range. Every one of them are certified by you and approved by you. So let's go in that direction quickly. Congratulations for taking that break. And for your daughter coming, Cynthia, it's going to be huge. Time is flying. I know it is. So let's move over now to the training aspect of it. You've got about 2 or 3 minutes. I'll turn it over to you. On the range, training, ethics, what can students expect when they talk to you, when they train with you?
You know, students can expect to get pushed. They can expect to get challenged. They can expect to get the best information I can give them in the time allotted and be very passionate about doing it, you know. We have a responsibility, I think, as instructors. When people come to us, you know, they're not coming to my classes. They're not coming for fantasy camp. You know, we don't have dentists showing up in plate carriers and camouflage and, you know, wearing 3 guns and 6 knives and talking about CQB and bounding Overwatch. I mean, we have guys showing up in the regular clothes they dress in, with the gun they carry, wanting life and death skills. And hopefully they're very serious about that because they find out pretty quick that I'm very serious about it. And I think that's true for all of the combat-focused shooting instructors. It may be the biggest thing that distinguishes us from some of the other organizations out there. The customer that comes to us that just wants to show us what they know, the person that's just a training hobbyist, the person that's a training junkie, the person that just likes to go shoot handguns and has the discretionary income to take as many classes as they want, that's really not our customer. We want people that are serious about life and death skills, and we push our students. And, we have a pretty high success rate. And honestly, I made a comment in social media today. Sometimes there are people that it's just easier to send home or to say, you know what, you're not my customer. I don't think this class is for you. Not take their money or give them their refund and work with the people that are really interested in learning. And that's my passion. And that's why if somebody asks me a question on Facebook, I'll try to answer it. I'll try to get them to understand. If somebody sends me a message on Instagram, same thing. If somebody shows up to our classes, we're going to do what we can to make them better. And I, as I've said many, many times, I may be wrong, and I may change my mind. But the day that you're with me or the day that you ask that question, you're going to get the best answer, and you're going to get the most passion and the most sincerity you can get out of me. And what I taught in 2005 isn't what I teach today. What I taught in 1995, what I believed in 1995, what I believe today. And I'm sure in 2020, I'll be saying something different. But the people here in Illinois that are going to be in the two full classes coming up this week, they're going to get the best classes they can get from me in 2015. And I know that's true for all the other Personal Defense Network contributors that are doing tour classes this coming week as we lead up to Memorial Day weekend. And also, obviously, all the other combat-focused shooting instructors that are very busy this time of year. You know, everybody's busy. May, June, July, that's really the crux of the training season here in the U.S. And we're all out there trying to do the best we can. And we love seeing those students, and I love seeing those full classes. So I'll miss that opportunity a lot this fall. But we're working on a new book, be doing a lot of DVDs, be doing a lot of communications for PDN. And like I said, maybe between changing diapers, you'll let me jump on a few times extra.
No, trust me, you can count on it. You're going to need the break. I'll be more than happy to provide the microphone opportunity for you and the downtime. No question about it. And on The Daily Show, Rob Pincus, thank you very much. Always a pleasure, my friend. You'll be back very, very soon. Rob Pincus, you can visit him at Personal Defense Network or icetraining.us. PersonalDefenseNetwork.com, icetraining.us. One of the best in the business. You just heard why, and I can speak from personal experience. I've been in those classes, and he does push his students, and you walk away from there a far better shooter than you were when you walked in there. That much I can promise you. AM 1250, The Answer in Pittsburgh. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. And guess what? I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow and every single day after, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Make sure to visit me at armedamericanradio.com for all the information you want about me and the program. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. I can tell you.